Hey there, welcome. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, iHeartRadio. I am your host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks out on assignment today. He shall return tomorrow. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you can still call in 504-260-0995. Yeah, I know I'm not Gregory Ricks, but I'm getting pretty good at this thing. So you might want to just give me a shot. If you're a little hesitant, I understand. You could wait until Gregory's back and you can get the financial supercomputer to answer your question. I guess I'm not good enough for you. I mean, how long have we known each other? Still not good enough for you? 504-260-0995. If you want to play along, a couple other ways. I have the Periscope up right now at Gregory Ricks. Facebook Live is also streaming the video. So look for Winning It Life on Facebook. Our next live event, Gregory Ricks Live, is November 2nd. It's a women-only event. We'll be talking about that in a minute. A lot of talk of more consolidation going on. And a lot of this has to do with ways that will save you money. I'm pretty pumped about it. And it's weird because it comes on a day as even the financial media was really caught up in this story about, well, it's not a story about, Donald Trump came out and he gave a pretty heartfelt speech. I watched most of it about the opioid crisis in America. And it's like, really, there's a crisis? I mean, kind of yes and no. How do you call 54,000 deaths last year not a crisis? And I think it's supposed to be like 65,000 this year. That's what we're on pace for. And you think about it, how many people were murdered by guns last year? Like less than 6,000. All right, so a factor of 10. So if guns and gun violence and gun murders are so scary, we have 10 times as many deaths from these cute little white pills. And it's not, you don't see people blocking highways for it. You don't see people clamoring D.C. or shouting about it in the schoolrooms or having little college protests or defacing monuments over it. So it is kind of weird that it is this deadly. And I'm kind of casually kept up with the numbers. But Michael Bayer was making a good point earlier on his show where it kind of reminds him of the AIDS epidemic, to where, you know, people were dying and they were getting themselves in this horrible condition and wasting away slowly in front of the face. And most of the mainstream of America didn't care because it didn't happen to them. Happened to, you know, people that you never know. But once it gets big enough and it happens to you, well, now it's a crisis. You know, if your neighbor loses his job, there's a recession. If you lose your job, there's a depression, right? So this is where we're at now. But the financial backdrop of this whole scenario, it's pretty fascinating. You know, there was a top story on Google Finance today. CVS is making a bid for Aetna, the insurance company, $66 billion bid. $66 billion. That means if Mark Zuckerberg liquidated all his assets and got market value for him right now, that would just about cover the buyout, which is pretty huge. Aetna, third largest health insurer in the United States. And wow, that sounds like some vertical integration could happen and we could find some savings there. What if the people that were selling you the pills were under the same umbrella as the people making the pills and sort of cut out a middleman or two there? I can see how that would work out. I'm surprised they hadn't done it before. There's probably some stupid regulation keeping them from doing it before. They just got relaxed. But it doesn't stop there. Yesterday, it was learned that Amazon has quietly gobbled up some pharmaceutical licensing requirements in 12 states already, and there's no sign that they're stopping there. But it's quiet. See, here's the cool part, is they're doing it and not putting out press releases. They're doing it and not telling the world and not bragging and not trying to get on the front page of different websites and not trying to get coverage in the media. Why? Because they don't want to tip off their competition, and they want to be able to outflank them. And how you do that? You keep your mouth shut. Well, you can only keep your mouth shut so long. I like the sound of that, though. You know why? Because I bought some stuff off Amazon. Was that yesterday or day before yesterday? I think it was yesterday. And listen, it's some studio equipment. It's a couple of the things there, a couple of the little wires and adapters I used to get at Radio Shack. But Radio Shack never got an app, and they never embraced the online world. So Amazon put them under, and we are all better for it. And you know why Amazon put them under? Not just because the Radio Shack that's about 2 miles from my house closed down. The reason it closed down is because I paid about half of what I would have paid at the Radio Shack for those same cables. And they'll be here. What's the price I pay? 3 days. You know, I put in the order, another 2 business days for shipping. Some of it's going to be here on Saturday. Some of it's going to be here on Monday and Tuesday. I figured there's always one thing. If I order a whole bunch of things, there's always one thing that must come straight from China. And it'll be here in about 2 months. And it's cool. Me and my Miss Parker, we have Amazon Bingo. Oh, there's a box. What'd you order? I have no idea. I don't know what this order could be. This could be the stupid Paw Patrol's toy I ordered for the kid, or it could be these adapters, or it could be some tank tops for the missus. We have no idea. It's like a little mini Christmas all the time. But how do you like that? How do you like the idea of Amazon getting in the prescription drug business? That ought to help. Are you saying no? Oh, you're just like, whatevs. Well, let's see how this works. Producer Angie is withholding judgment until she sees how this thing works out. But when we talk about how pharmaceuticals are expensive and how the cost has skyrocketed and how there's no way it costs this much to make a drug and they can just charge whatever they want, so many times the political solution, whether it's done at a state or federal level, has to do not with how to make that drug less expensive, but how to shift that expensive cost to someone else. And that's exactly part of the problem. That's part of the reason that the drug makers are allowed to make the prices that high. Drug prices would not be this high in a free market. Let me give you an example here. Are you familiar with Emflaza? Are you familiar with Deflazacort? Deflazacort, if I have this correctly, it's a corticosteroid, Deflazacort. Emflaza is a brand of that active ingredient. We've known about it since 1969. It's been on the market since 1969. And whenever you develop the drug and you get a patent on it, then you're allowed a legal monopoly as long as you don't go too crazy with the price. But that expired a long time ago. The cost outside the United States for one tablet of Emflaza is about $2. Now you have to take these over and over and over, many of them per day. So that comes out to about $1,500 per year. Marathon Pharmaceuticals was planning on raising the price of their Emflaza product to $89,000 per year. So you're paying a little bit more than you would in other countries. Now, why can they do that? Because of government intervention, because the government coming in to help you so much. That's why. Because there's two sides of the coin, the supply side and the demand side. Now, on the supply side, there are over 300 generic manufacturers of the corticosteroid Deflazacort, the active ingredient in Emflaza. I don't even know if I'm saying this right. But the FDA said, no. Emflaza-Cort, these guys, they actually did some new clinical trials and some research and found out some other concerns that the previous licensing did not see. And so now they've reinstated a monopoly, even though people weren't dying from corticosteroid overdoses. It hadn't been a health problem. But look, it's all a farce. They've just managed to convince some bureaucrats and politicians, probably some donations are in the mix as well, that they need to reinstate the monopoly. So now there's no competition. So now we are not in a free market scenario as far as this drug goes. So you can't blame capitalism for the price of these drugs going crazy. You can't blame the fact that government's not doing enough, or these greedy profit-seeking capitalists are just raising it willy-nilly because they can. No, they're raising it willy-nilly because the government is holding out their competition precisely because of the intervention. However, even if it stopped there, if the intervention stopped there, the price still wouldn't be $89,000 per year. Why? Because even if I have the condition that would require a corticosteroid, people with muscular dystrophy are some of the main users of this. Even if I had muscular dystrophy and this was an otherwise free market except for that monopoly, I wouldn't be able to afford $89,000 a year. And a lot of other people with my condition wouldn't be able to afford it either. They would look for alternatives. They may just forego medicine altogether. Who knows what they're going to do? Heck, they may just move to Canada so they can get it cheap. But there would at least be some sort of cap, some sort of downward pressure on prices because they wouldn't get enough profit. If you're selling something for $89,000 and no one buys it, your profit is zero. But how do they get to sell it for $89,000? Well, because more than half of the people that are buying this are not paying for it themselves. Medicaid pops in. If you're on some sort of disability, that could pop in. But Medicaid, Medicare, I guess if you're over the certain age. And then a big swath of people are covered under insurance. And if it's not their insurance, it's their spouse's insurance or mom and dad's insurance. Most of the people who use this drug are not paying the bill for it. So what do they care what it costs? So Emflaza, when they want to make as much money as possible, here's what you do. You go buy off some politicians who put some people in the FDA who are going to see things the way you see them. You get the government mandated monopoly. So now the FDA isn't there to protect the consumer. The FDA is there to protect the drug company. No, it will not allow anyone to bring in a competing product that has the same effect at a lower price. Why? Because that's now been made illegal. Thanks, FDA. And then on the other side, who is the insurance company really fleecing here? They're fleecing all of us. They're fleecing the taxpayers. They're fleecing the insurance companies. And for the handful of people who do need this drug who aren't covered under anything, somehow they've been paying for these expensive drugs and they haven't become indigent. I'm saying that indigent enough to qualify for Medicaid. Don't worry, you're on your way. They're getting fleeced too, don't get me wrong. But really, when you have these chronic diseases, you usually have a spin down in assets and you're going to wind up on the public dole. So they're just getting all of us. $89,000 a year is what they want to do it at. It's not capitalism's fault. It's government intervention's fault and government trying to help. And every time, it's just amazing. Every time they come in to help in a place where they don't belong, and the healthcare industry is where they don't belong, they end up hurting more than they end up helping. You want to talk about the opioid crisis? It starts, number one, with pulling the government out of the issue. They have only made things worse. No, getting rid of all drug laws is not going to solve the problem. But drug prohibition isn't solving them either. The drug war is not solving them either. It's just adding to more problems. You know, if I get hooked on these opioid killers, these opioids, I have an incentive to not go get help because I would have to admit to illegal activity. It's making it worse. It wasn't even addressed all day, anywhere. 504-260-0995. We're going to do the numbers and talk about the next Gregory Ricks Live coming up next. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Welcome. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. He really is doing something work-related tonight, no jokes. But financial help can be had. Phone call away, 504-260-0995. I know Gregory's not here. I'll give it a shot. I'm getting pretty good at this thing. Give me a shot. 504-260-0995. We're going to do, we still got to do the numbers. Coming up, there was a really cool storyline that I'm going to loop you in on. One of the members of the Total Wealth Authority, Dwayne Stein, had a great call on his show on Saturday. He does a radio show as well on the weekend. And I was talking to him this week and I asked him about it. Hey, whatever happened with Sandra that called in on Wednesday? And she actually did the follow-up call on Monday and... Did I say Wednesday? Saturday, whatever. So she did the follow-up call on Monday, and it turns out he was able to help her, but it was an amazing situation. Just to give you the short story, she's in a HELOC about to pull her hair out because she knows this interest is ridiculous, and she's about to get a spike in payments that she's not able to handle because she's on a fixed income. Dwayne not only takes care of that, but takes care of a couple other problems as well. He's going to join me on the show coming up. But get this, I wanted to have him on at in the first segment, but he sent me a text about an hour ago. Said, listen, I've got to go meet with a guy who needs my help, a client needs my help. I'm supposed to meet with him at 7. I know that's a little late, but I'm going to change my call-in time to about 7:30. So that's what we're talking about. This is why he's in the Total Wealth Authority. The Total Wealth Authority isn't the guy who is next door who happens to do mortgages. And we're like, hey, you want to be our buddy and be on our radio show? No, see, listen, Gregory Ricks is based out of Metairie. Dwayne's up in Mandeville. We got him because he's the best one in the area. We got him because there was several times when we've had an issue with either ours or a client with something mortgage related. You know, anyone who can fix this? This guy said no. That guy said no. Went to Dwayne Stein. He's like, let me try a couple things and see what I can do. And boom, he made it happen. And look, it's a lot of work ethic in that, too. The guy that did your mortgage, can you call him? At 6 on the afternoon on a Thursday. Say, hey, I need to meet with you. Can you meet with me in about an hour? I just have an issue here and think this deal might fall through. I want to talk to you about a new opportunity. I mean, me, that's a maybe. If you have Dwayne, it's a good chance it's a yes, depending on the night, obviously. But see, that's the Total Wealth Authority. We have a whole cast of people like that. Our accountant is just as relentless. You think your CPA is just taking your paperwork, cranking out the number, giving it back to you, and then taking your money? Said, yeah, I did your taxes. What do you want? Because Jude will dig through your trash if he has to. Jude will be all over it. Jude will say, listen, I need some more receipts. He'll say, what are you doing with your car? What's the name of your car? You need to try this app, this Mile IQ app. We can start writing off your mileage. Let me, dude, what about your home office? What about this? And just asking you all these questions. Relentless. That's one of the things we look for. It's just absolutely relentless. So how do you get on this team? How do you get this whole cast of Eagles behind you? Well, if you're a woman, your next chance to come on board begins November 2nd. We have a Gregory Ricks Alive. This we're not going to sell you anything. This is just so you can meet us. We can meet you. You can meet the Total Wealth Authority. But really, the crux of what's going on is we're going to tell you how we do business. We're not going to tell you all our secrets, but we're going to tell you a few of them. I'm telling you, this is pretty intimate setting here. But it's necessary. You have to know what we do philosophically and sign off on it and be okay with it before you even bother coming in. If you and I don't match philosophically, we don't need to sit under some fluorescent lights going through a bunch of spreadsheets figuring out if we can work together. It's not going to happen. And that's okay. We're okay with that. Not everyone is a soulmate. We're not the right financial advice giver for everyone, and everyone's not a perfect client for us. But you have to find out somehow, and we sort of like to do this financial first date situation, and to sort of relax and have a little more fun with it. It's also a wine tasting. It's a wine pairing. So it's going to be 6:30 p.m. Ruth's Chris in Metairie. You get some fantastic food, sample some handpicked wines from Gregory, who this has become a pretty hot and fast hobby for him. I approve because I'm the side beneficiary. I drank a 12-year-old wine yesterday. Hey, you want to try this, Parker? Don't you think you're wasting this on me? No, I tried. It's good. All right. It's good. It's good. So that's our next live event, Gregory Ricks Live. It's our last one of the year. So, ladies, I hope to meet you there. RSVP at the website, gregoryricks.com. Download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, a little RSVP in the corner there. Or call the office, 504-832-9200. Look, it's Dion, New Orleans. You're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I hope I can help you.
Yeah, I just got a question on how the annuities work. Like, do you have to invest $50,000 into it, or do you continually invest money into it, or how does that work?
The answer is yes. You can do both. it's one of these things where annuity is such a gigantic catch-all phrase. The first part I want to do is divide up two worlds of annuities. One of them is variable annuities, which we've never...
You want to stay away from.
Yeah. We haven't seen a scenario in which we would recommend that since the show began. I'm not saying we'll never recommend it in the future, but let's just push those aside. So now we're just dealing with fixed here. And there's both. You can keep adding to a fixed, or you can just have it be a set premium, like a single premium income annuity, a SPIA is what Gregory calls it because he loves to use the jargon. So there's both. You know, some have surrender periods, some don't. Some have.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm looking for something for the guaranteed payment until the end of life. So, what sort of money are you looking at and investing in? Ballpark, you know.
Yeah, so we reverse engineer that. Look, I haven't done this, but I've watched Gregory do it 1,000 times. Is we figure out how much you're going to need per month, and then we figure out what your income is going to be. You know, your Social Security checks, what's coming off of a 401k or IRA if you have it, if you have a pension coming in from somewhere, or the royalties from that Billy Ocean song you wrote in the 80s, Dion. Whatever your other income is. Then we subtract it and we find out what you're going to need gross, because after taxes, to net your monthly lifestyle cost, because that's what we're aiming for. We want to maintain your standard of living. And so then you go, all right, I'm going to need X amount of dollars per month. So then it'll have to pay out with our options here. Say we can get 3% on this guy. So then we can figure out what the big lump sum is. But then there's other things that come in there. How old are you when you turn this on? What's your life expectancy? Do you have any health concerns? So there's some other variables in there.
Okay, so it's a little more involved than just 401k or buying stocks for investments. So it's,
well, the way you're describing it, though, but a lot of people use these now, like the single premium income annuities. They're using them in place of where we used to use CDs and bonds. But CDs, what are you getting at the bank for a CD? A percent if your hair's on fire? So when these CDs are coming due and they expire and you say, well, you want to ladder this back in? No, I don't want to ladder it back in. I want to use this other product where I'm going to lock up the money for 5 years, but at least I'm going to get 2.5-3% of it guaranteed, no matter if the market goes up or down. I can't go negative. And so it sort of does the same job, even though it is a completely different financial vehicle. It's now serving the purpose where CDs used to before we were in this ultra low interest rate world.
All right, great. I appreciate the information. You guys are always a big help, and I will be giving you guys a call to schedule a meeting with you guys.
Oh, it's so nice. Listen, I really appreciate you keeping it basic so I could help you out. All right.
Thanks. You have a good one.
You too. Have a good one. Whew. Got lucky on that one. I don't have my crutch with me, old Gregory. Oh, hey, some more Amazon news here. You know, we had talked about this just as a little bit on the show yesterday, but HQ2 is what they're calling it. And you and I know Amazon is not looking for their second headquarters. They're looking for a new headquarters. You just don't want to say that because you're going to tick off half of Seattle. Oh, no. What are they going to do, throw coffee at you? So the betting site out of Ireland that's still allowed to publicly with a straight face take bets like it's the worst thing in the world, they have Austin rated second place in the likelihood of where people are betting. Atlanta's number one. Austin's number two, then Boston, then Toronto, Pittsburgh, Dallas, Washington, San Jose. San Jose makes no sense. San Jose's pretty close to Seattle, and you're going into a higher tax situation. I get that you would want to be by the other big techie guys, the rest of the FANG world. You would want to be, with Google and Facebook and all that, instead of just up there with, what's in Seattle? Microsoft, you and Starbucks? But, so much of the smart money is on Austin. Why? Texas has no state income tax. Now, they don't have one in Washington, but that almost makes it more important because if they go somewhere else, they could get a pay cut. If they go to Texas, they don't get a pay cut. But also, Austin looks a lot more like Seattle culturally. It is a little slice of California. It is a little left coast slice of Texas there. 50,000 people move to the Austin metro area every year. Amazon is looking to add 50,000 jobs over 15 years, so they need to not only have a place where people are coming already, but they don't need to swamp a place. Austin is already Apple's second headquarters de facto. 6,000 job campus for Apple there. And hey, why not? Don't you want to be by some of your buddies? There's a few locations with a lot of space that they're going to need. Austin International Airport, Bergstrom. They do have some international flights. But if Amazon wanted, they could go buy one of the little tiny airports. They have Alliance Airport out there. Jeff Bezos owns 500,000 acres in Texas where his Blue Origin space venture is hanging out. He's got a wind farm out there. And oh yeah, he just spent $14 billion on an Austin-based grocery chain, Whole Foods. I'm James Parker. Dwayne Stein next. 504-260-0995. It's news. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Rickson Associates. It's app or GregoryRicks.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
You know, the first thing people look at when I sit down with them in a closing and they go, I'm buying a house for $100,000. Oh my gosh, in 30 years, I'm going to pay back $272,412. Well, now we've got to help them understand that that's the beauty of the reverse. No more mortgage payment. It really doesn't matter what's going to happen with that interest.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
A lot of times when people come in and they haven't filed in a while, they're scared. And the first thing I want to do is just give them a set of ease, because in some cases, they didn't need to file.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
I don't know why it don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
When I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we went around? I don't know why it don't take me downtown anymore.
Welcome to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. On iHeartRadio, I'm your co-host, James Parker. Gregory on assignment just for today. He'll be back tomorrow. Well, he may be. His flight gets in late afternoon. We'll be cutting it close. I'll try and get him on the show for you. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. Our next live event, Gregory Ricks Live. It's the last one of 2017. The bad news is it's women only. The good news is, hey, it's women only. So if you've been listening to us, we hear this so many times. We've been listening to you for years. Just finally decided to come in. Well, let this be your finally decided to come in time. All right, because we're going to have some fun with this one. You get to meet the crew. You get to meet the Total Wealth Authority. I'll be there. Gregory be there. You can see what we're all about. We'll pull back the curtain and let you know how we do a few things here. You know, we don't let you take pictures or videos because we don't want you spilling all our secrets to your brother-in-law who's now a financial advisor or whatever. But, you know, one of the selling points that we have is not just that it's a wine pairing and whatnot, but the actual content, what you're going to get there, the people you're going to meet, the Total Wealth Authority. And I have an incredible example here. Our buddy Dwayne Stein, member of the Total Wealth Authority. Total Wealth Authority is just this team of professionals that have their own little expertise in the financial world that philosophically we all match up together. And when you put us together, the sum, the whole, I should say, is greater than the sum of the parts, because we're all ninjas. We all have our own little specialties. You know, one does the bow staff, one does the sai, one does the nunchucks. Well, Dwayne does, not the nunchucks, but he does the mortgages. And he has his own show, Mortgage Gumbo. You can hear it on the iHeartRadio app. Go search for Mortgage Gumbo, and it pops right up. You can listen on demand to the last episode he did, a couple thumb pushes away. From that show on Saturday, we had a great caller and an even more fascinating follow-up. But first, meet Sandra.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
Miss Sandra, how can we help you out? You had a question for us?
I have a question about home equity loans.
Okay.
I just got one recently in the past few months, and it seems that with the variable interest rate, of course, and it's a lot of interest, it seems, and I think that doesn't seem like a good deal. So I'm wondering what is the option, what's the other option that I have to...
Yeah, the best thing that we'll have, and here's what I want to say. So what you got was a home HELOC, right? A home equity line of credit, Miss Sandra?
Yes.
So, and here's what I want to tell to the listeners. So, Miss Sandra, just bear with me here. A HELOC, if you can, you know, if it's something where it's a business, it's get out of jail, you need it right away, I understand and I get it. The biggest reason why I'm kind of I'm against HELOCs is, it's exactly kind of like you're alluding to, Sandra, is when you start looking at the interest, it's impossible to get ahead of, okay? It eats up, it's just a ton. And all of your money, especially for whatever that term is, do you know, what was your term that you got on it, Miss Sandra? Do you know offhand?
10 years.
Yeah, so 10 years. So you're looking at right now. Guess what? If that payment's scaring you now, you're at the lowest the payment's going to be. It's only going to continue to accumulate, right? So, you know what I would look at, to be honest, especially if you've got the equity in your house, Miss Sandra. Let's look at maybe doing a fixed rate refinance for you. What was the purpose of you going with a HELOC versus a just a traditional refinance?
Well, I'm retired and on a fixed income, and I had some major problems that happened, so I needed to get the money to get that fixed.
Yep.
Well, and, it was an emergency.
Yeah, so but that doesn't...
Because my house was paid off.
Well, so that doesn't mean we got to stay in purgatory, so... You know, we can definitely discuss a bunch of options. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call me Monday, 504-207-7600. What I want to do is kind of dial back. Let's peel back the onion on your situation, Miss Sandra, and let's see if we can right that ship for you before. It's good that you're recognizing it right now, and let's see if we can't get you away from that sooner rather than later.
Okay. Would you repeat that number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 504-207-7600.
Great. And we're going to look at, call you Monday.
Yeah, we'll see about getting rid of that HELOC for you and getting a fixed rate that way, especially being on a fixed income. You know, the last thing you need, and you need to know what your limitations are, right? I mean, you know, you don't want to be captive in your own house. And that's what that HELOC is going to do for you. Sandra, are you still on the phone?
Yes.
What's your age, Miss Sandra?
69.
Okay, so we're going to look at some different options for you, and we're going to make it work. Don't worry about that at all, Miss Sandra. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks for the call.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
And now, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. Dwayne Stein's actually on the phone here. Dwayne!
How we doing tonight, James?
All right. Everyone, meet Dwayne Stein, host of Mortgage Gumbo, but more importantly, member of the Total Wealth Authority. I noticed one thing at the end of that call. You know, that was one of your shorter calls, you know, 3 minutes. You didn't dive into it, but you asked her age, and I kind of got a hint where you were going. She's 69.
Right.
She called back on Monday. How did this story continue?
So the greatest thing, and here to elaborate and to really touch on the greatness of Greg Ricks and why it's so important to get to one of his events, especially the women only. we discuss and Greg covers at every single event, James, how it's the women that usually are the ones who have to be the caregivers, right? Or the ones who lose, I mean, I forget the number offhand, the hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost wages, right? And when Sandra called me on Monday, I just asked her to kind of tell me what her story was. And she called me on Monday and she's like, you know, I'm the one that called in. And, you know, and I just really started, I happened to be in the car and I caught the end of Greg's show as Winning at Life. And then I was listening to your show and I just felt impelled to call in. So thank you. I was comfortable. And so we started really just talking and Sandra, and the reason why I bring up, you know, what Greg mentioned is, you know, Miss Sandra had to retire early from her job. Husband had passed away. She retired early from her job so she could take care of her mother, who has since passed, right? So lots of medical, lots of lost wages. Her dream was to own a home, which she has owned for 20-plus years. And the home that she owned, but what's happened is because she's had to retire, you know, she lost the ability to continue to save and gain retirement and gain savings and lost wages and lost income. So, you know, Miss Sandra is on a fixed income. So what we've been able to look at doing for her now is the reason she had to get that initial HELOC was she had some pipes bust under her house and didn't have the savings to just go ahead and pay for that. Okay, you know how we talk about emergency monies all the time, right? So she didn't have the savings. So she had to go out and get a home equity line of credit against her free and clear mortgage, right, just so she could get her house back in order. And then she got a few dollars because she said, you know what, let me get the house fixed up the way I want to do it and all that. So now we have a lady who's on a fixed income who now has a mortgage payment, James. And, you know, those are the things that as we started discussing and we started looking at her situation and where she wanted to go with some certain things, you know, we strongly reviewed and we're looking at. And the numbers look like what we're going to be able to do for her is we're going to be able to not only get rid of that HELOC, but we're going to be able to also maybe pay off a couple other low debts, plus get some cash out. And as a lady on a fixed income, by getting rid of that payment, we're going to be able to increase her income because she's not going to have to make those payments anymore by putting her in a reverse mortgage that she's going to be able to get everything she wants. She's in the house that she's always wanted. She always wanted to be a homeowner. She did all this after her husband passed to kind of, you know, just kind of, it was just a dream of hers and she loves her house and this is what she wants to do. And
all right. So that's why you asked her what her age was, because that's not even a possibility until they're like 62, right?
62 is your age requirement. Right. So now we're going to be able to just do a lot of different things. So, so we looked at it. Okay, so I could do a traditional mortgage for her, pay that off, and put her on a nice, you know, 15 or 30-year term so her payment could be lower.
But then she's still going to have a payment, right?
Exactly, right. So that old, hey, when you're 109, it'll be free and clear. You know what I'm saying? Or when you're 99. So, you know, it's a great option for that we're able to do and really excited about it.
All right, Dwayne, we're running out of time here. So quick recap. She has a HELOC. She's on a fixed income. I bet you she was really sweating that payment going up by $300 every month. She didn't know what she was going to do.
Correct.
Right. And so now not only did she take care of the HELOC, she has no house payment. She's not going to get put out of the house as long as she keeps up with the taxes and insurance.
And we're going to replenish her. And we're going to replenish her savings account, give her some money. So when these emergencies come up again, she's got some fallback.
That's what we're talking about. There you go. Reverse mortgage. You didn't have to call Tom Selleck for that, though, right? You did it?
No. Magnum PI or the Fonz. I was available. They were not. And I love it because guess what? You get to talk to a real person sit in front of me. And I love to present options.
Thank you. That's Dwayne Stein. If you want to get on the Total Wealth Authority train, our next live event, November 2nd, RSVP at GregoryRicks.com. Be right back with the numbers. James Parker, it's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Rickson Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Do something new for a date night. Come see a Broadway hit about 60s Louisiana performed by local talent and experience some real culture. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Definite Banking. What's your take on that?
I have a tax question. We haven't filed in 4 years.
My wife and I both have separate 401 accounts. Could I consolidate that money?
What's Gregory's thoughts on where to fix my money?
I got myself overwhelmed in credit card debt.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a Social Security question. She has made the good money. I do have a pension I'm receiving now. Will it be possible to get half of her Social Security?
What is your pension coming from?
It's coming from a school system.
State of Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not going to affect you much whenever she turns hers on. Technically, you could, except you're basically opted out the system because of your employer. You work for the state, part of that. You need like 35 years of substantial earnings, so you needed to, besides working in the state program, you needed another full-time job outside of that for that to go away.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Out of the lion's den, I don't have to pretend that it's too late. The story's over now. The end.
Hey, welcome. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, iHeartRadio. It's what you're listening to. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks will be back tomorrow, but if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, give me a call, 504-260-0995. Every once in a while, I'll have to say, I don't know. Don't let that stop you. Before we do the numbers real quick, look, when we look at foreign policy on the through the prism of the Winning at Life show here, we look at it through a financial angle. So even when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to North Korea, what are we concerned about? What's that sanctions list y'all just came out with? What can we not import and or export from North Korea? Not that I have a boat going to the Korean Peninsula anytime soon, but I'm just saying that's how we look at it. I don't care what the guy's haircut is. I don't care who said what, or if he's called Rocket Man, if it's World War III. We care about the finances, the economics. That's it. But this caught my eye. The UN, United Nations, the UN, just added 32 items to the list of prohibited goods for North Korea. Just let me read off a couple of these. Number one, the UN has now, starting last month, said you can no longer sell to North Korea or give to North Korea boxes that can be used to carry radioactive materials. Continuous cooling system, flash X-ray machines, seismic detection equipment, all these things that you would use in a nuclear program. Excuse me, you mean like in August they could still buy this stuff? What good are y'all? Y'all just decided now. You just now. Let's not give them any more boxes where they can transport radioactive material. Y'all didn't think of this yesterday? Y'all didn't think of this in 2016 or 2015 or? What is the UN's worthless. The UN is good at blue helmets. That might be it. All right, let's take a look at the numbers here.
The numbers.
Hey, welcome to the numbers segment on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. This is where we take a snapshot of what happened in the markets today. And no, no history made today because there's a bunch of red. But hey, look, you can't sprint all day. You gotta walk a little bit. The Dow Jones retreated just a tad, though. It was down 0.2%, lost 41 points. All right, so it's not a crash. Just took a little breath there, probably leaning over with his hands on his knees, sucking wind, because this guy has been on the bull run of all bull runs. 23,400.86 is where your Dow closed today. Boy, that number sounds huge. Didn't we just cross 23,000, and then after a down day, we're still at 23,400? We're almost at 24,000? S&P was down a third of a percent. 2,560 and some changes where it's sitting. NASDAQ was weighed down quite a bit. It was down 0.6%, 6,556. The Russell was down 0.2%. Wilshire was down 0.3% as well. We go look at our 10-year treasuries here. Booming. Booming 10-year treasuries. You know, they really, they closed about where they opened yesterday, but they were down yesterday, and they opened down today. But the... Well, I should say they went down, but the percentage goes up because it moves inverse. 2.45 was the last percentage you got on your 10-year treasuries. Look, we need to get that sucker up to more like 4%, but 2.45 is sure a heck a lot more normal than it was at the beginning of September when it dipped down to 2.02. That's madness. Gold had its last trade in after hours. $1,266.88. So a little bit of negativity for today, but you can tell it's sort of flattening out in this range. It didn't like being above 1,300 very long, but it also doesn't like being this low very long. There's a little floor of resistance where it's hitting just about right now. You want to start looking at the short sheet over here. For a down day, there's a lot more green than red. A lot of this is driven... by some of our big winners today. Number one being Twitter. Twitter was up 18% today. Now, there's a couple of factors that range into that. Most notably, you know, their subscriber growth and their user growth and, you know, users per month and all that. It started growing again. And there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about it, even though the cash flow is just not there. But just zooming out and without looking at the specifics of the latest report that Twitter put out, don't they have just all the free publicity they could possibly imagine with this president every single day? Let me modify that. Almost every single day. Every news anchor at every news outlet has to say the word Twitter because something the president did. Because he's handling business through Twitter. Snapchat's like, hey, man, you can't snap something? You can't put something in your My Story? Facebook Messenger's probably getting jealous, too. Or Instagram. It's like, you can't take a couple photos here? Why do we got to hear about Twitter? They don't even make money. Why do we got to hear about Twitter all day? Can't you start scoping or something? Now, he's all over Twitter. And, man, I'm telling you, this is the guy that is going to save Twitter's bacon just accidentally. Because this is the social media platform he's embraced. This is the one he actually types into. And it is news. Twitter makes the news every day. We see that stupid blue bird in the corner of our news screen almost every single day for the last, I mean, I would say 11 months, but this probably started during the campaign. As long as this guy's president and as long as he's using Twitter like that, they're not going to go away. But an 18% jump in one day, that's monumental. That's massive. Nike was up 3.5% today. They're not just having a boost for the World Series, are they? So weird. You know, our biggest loser isn't even that big of a loser. Roku dipped down to about its IPO price. It is where it opened. So if you got in on the IPO and you were the first buyer, then you about broke even. But that's not who you are because we don't have access to IPOs. We're the secondary buyers. So you would have bought it if you wanted to get in on the fervor the first couple of days. You would have probably bought it at 26. 28, 22 if you got lucky. It's a loser already. Not that Roku's important. Not that this stock makes or breaks anything. And anecdotal stories do not a philosophy make, but this is a great example of us watching in real time. Why we just don't get that excited about IPOs? You may think you have a winner, but you just don't know. You just can't know. Now, can you? All right. So if you want to take a look at that short sheet, same charts and graphs I'm looking at, GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab, you'll see a little page called The Numbers. And look, there's also something I haven't mentioned in a while. Also under the Winning at Life tab, you can get to our podcasts. If you prefer to listen, like if you're at work and you want to suck off your employer's bandwidth instead of using your cellular data on your phone, you can go to GregoryRicks.com and listen there. But there's also what's called the Social Center. And so if you want to have a shortcut to some of our other social media branches here, it has a widget with our tweets on it, our latest Facebook posts, a link to our Periscope. So that's just another hub. It's just like the app. If you download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, there's a whole category of social where you can go watch all our YouTube videos, or you can go find us on Facebook, Twitter. We don't just do one social media like the president. We branch out. All right, so there goes your numbers segment for today. Play along with this tomorrow. It's a pretty fun little thing to do. And it's pretty easy if you're already online, especially watching on Periscope or Facebook Live. Just open another browser and check it out. Have you ever made a $75 billion mistake? Yeah, me neither. Ronald Wayne did. Does that name ring a bell? There's two guys you may know, Steve Jobs, the other Steve Wozniak. You know what they did together? Those were the two guys that put their little bald heads together and they started Apple. Well, it wasn't just them two that started it, though. They were the original founders of the tech giant. But there was a third founder, Ronald Wayne. And not long after they got together and launched Apple, Ronald Wayne lost heart. He lost optimism. He lost hope. He thought he had a better deal. He lost the vision. He fell out of love. You know, sometimes the spark's not there anymore. You know, you just feel like you're three founders in a company and you're just roommates. This isn't your baby anymore. You're just going through the motions. So he sold off his shares. He sold his shares to Steve and Steve for $800. But Steve and Steve were smart. They're like, hang on a second. We still believe. Not only are we going to pay this guy $800, we're going to go to our lawyers. We're going to draft this other little piece of paper. And for $1,500, so now for a total of $2,300, they got out. For $1,500, he signed a piece of paper saying, no matter what happens in the future, I'm never going to come back and even though I was one of the original three founding members, I have some sort of claim to the intellectual property or success of the company that is Apple. Okay, I'm never going to bother you for this stupid company again. Fine, I'll take your money if you want. So the guy's like, wow, what a deal. Not only did I get my $800 worth of shares back, they gave me another $1,500. What a bunch of chumps. Had he stayed in, he would have only had a 10% stake in Apple, but today those shares would be worth $75.5 billion. Yeah, you think his wife lets him live that down? Hey, did you unload the dishwasher today, honey? No, but you know what I did do? I didn't sell out of Apple. I didn't screw up $75 billion, honey. You're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. That's where you can go right now to register for the next Gregory Ricks Live RSVP for our women's only event, November 2nd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank